Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Summer is back for the week. It's going to be hot over the northern parts of Gauteng and in the northwest, and very hot over the Lowveld today. Pretoria, Polokwane and Rustenburg up to 32, Joburg 30, Mbombela 31, Emalahleni up to 29. And you can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to be today. It's at jackrandafm.com. Click on the weather tab.
An Eden Valley collision on the N3 northbound before Linksfield Road. It's causing queuing traffic.
FlySafair says the nature and cause of damage to one of the airline's passenger plane's tyres is being investigated by the relevant technical teams and authorities. The Cape Town-bound plane made an emergency landing at O.R. Tambo International Airport yesterday afternoon, minutes after takeoff. The tyre was damaged while the plane was taking off. No one was injured in the emergency landing. And thousands of Filipino and American troops kicked off an annual joint military exercise in the Philippines early this morning as Beijing's growing assertiveness in the region raises fears of conflict. The annual drills are taking place near the potential flashpoints of the South China Sea and Taiwan. China claims almost the entire waterway, a key route for international trade, and also considers self-ruled Taiwan to be part of its territory. With that, looking at our business news. Asian markets rose in early morning trade, clawing back some of last week's losses as Middle East worries subside, while traders look ahead to the release of key US inflation data and corporate earnings. While the situation remains tense, the lack of escalation over the weekend provided traders with an opportunity to pick up equities and helped push oil down. The gains came despite a largely negative lead from Wall Street, where the Nasdaq shed more than 2% owing to hefty selling in tech giants including Amazon, Apple and Netflix. Earnings from big-name firms including Google parent Alphabet, Tesla and Microsoft are also in play this week, with investors hoping for strong reports to back up a recent surge in equities. The rand kicks off the week still on the back foot against the greenback. This morning, a dollar at 19 rand 11 cents, a euro 20 rand 37, a pound 23 rand 66 cents. Gold at $2,368.43 per fine ounce, and oil at $86.52 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza. More news at 7.
Well, this is it. Rugby that rocks comes to an end once again for another year. 2024 edition of the Varsity Cup comes full circle today. Shimla is up against UCT in Bloemfontein for what should be a thrilling final. It gets underway at 7. Shimla's beat Amati's, the five-time champions, while Ikeys had stunned defending champions Northwest University Eagles in the semifinals. Plenty of schools action from on fields across the country this past weekend. Group 1's matches in the Noordwal Cup got underway. Monument claiming a 51-25 win against Alkmaar. Elsewhere, Affies beat Jeppe 39-26. Cares and Pretoria Boys High. Cares winning that one 24-14. And Grey College took on Paul Gym in a Premier Interschools clash. Paul with Grey winning 29-27. Johan Ackerman has expressed his desire to coach in South Africa again after stints in abroad in England and Japan. He's been coaching in Japan Division 2 club Urayasu D Rocks since last year. He's taken the team to the top of the standings, 9 wins and 10 games. Contrasting fortunes for the Soweto Giants, Chiefs and Pirates in the DStv Premiership. A 1-0 win over AmaZulu saw the Buccaneers up to second spot. However, Stellenbosch leapfrogged Pirates after a 2-1 win yesterday over TS Galaxy. Chiefs, they're in trouble. They're in 10th spot after a 1-0 loss to relegation-threatened Richards Bay. Yesterday also saw Polokwane City and Cape Town City share a 2-all draw. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jack Arena FM plays more.